How many of you remember what it was like to walk into your very first school for the very first time? Walking into first grade, perhaps. I remember that very vividly. I remember my mom walking me down the hallway into the classroom and me meeting the teacher with my mom by my side, and then my mom getting me ready for what life would be like after she left the classroom and after she drove away in her car with me in that classroom with just the teacher and the other students. Well, that's kind of the situation, only magnified by a million that we have in the text today. Jesus has announced his departure out of the world. He's offering loads of comfort to his disciples. And in this next passage of scripture, Jesus is getting them ready for what life is going to be like for them after he departs. He draws them a map, so to speak, of what they can expect from the world. What will it be like for followers of Jesus in the world once Jesus is gone? John 15, verse 18 says this, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." The world will respond to Jesus' disciples the same way it responded to Jesus. How the world responds to Jesus' disciples will not be any different than how it responded to Jesus. And so we must arm ourselves with the truth of Jesus' word in order to be ready to walk into the world, in order to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, we must be ready to walk into severe hate, but we walk into it with the Spirit's help. As you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family are missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Kron Western Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout the Ivory Coast and Liberia.